This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 102.7 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, after another week's break, it's time to go offshore with Mark Wertman, CEO of Unum Capital, who's built a trading platform for Classic Business listeners. To begin trading offshore, go down to trade1027.co.za for all the bells and whistles. Evening, Mark. Big earnings week. We've got the likes of Amazon and Microsoft and Twitter. We might actually have to change the FANG name if you watch Mad Money. But kick us off with the macro news. We finally got something to talk about on Brexit.
Good evening, Michael. And it's a topic you and me have avoided for 4 or 5 weeks because we were just tired of hearing about Brexit. But finally, we might have something tonight to cheer about. So Bojo gets his withdrawal agreement in front of Parliament tonight. I'm watching the wires. It's kind of swaying to and fro. And in fact, I'm watching the GBP as an indicator, and it's moving around a bit. But let's hold thumbs. I think they, if you look at what, you know, BNP Paribas, Morgan Stanley, they're all putting out positive news about maybe we've got a result here and maybe the FTSE becomes investable again, as they called it. So, you know, thumbs, holding thumbs that we get this one. You'll recall we did take a little bet on the FTSE 250 ETF a couple of weeks ago, which is pretty much scratch. So we'll make some money if he comes up with some good news tonight.
Well, what are you seeing on the pound? I've seen some reports saying that it could rally to 132 to 135. Obviously, if no deal, then back down to the 127s, 128s.
Yeah, that's about right. Currently hovering just below 130. It could go 132, 135. And that is a problem a little bit for the UK markets, is that there's an inverse relationship. And we've discussed this before, because a lot of the counters in the UK want a weaker pound. So they don't really want that strength. But I think we'll still get a pop in equity markets, just buoyed by the fact that, and I've got a quote, Bojo, on this. This is going to release a tide of investment for the UK. And boy, doesn't that sound like a US quote.
Make Britain great again. Fed watch. What's happening on our latest indicator of which way the Fed is going to go at its next meeting?
So it looks like 25 basis points is baked in. And I know you had a couple of analysts a couple of weeks ago saying, no, they're not going to cut, but they keep going. And there's a 93% probability baked in that we're getting in a 25 basis points cut next week. I think we'll all just watch. I think that's in the price already. So I think we're going to watch the guidance. I don't expect any surprises. I don't think they're going to rock the boat at all. I think we get our 25 basis points, we move on. I'm quite confident, actually. I'm fairly bullish on the U.S. markets at the moment. We're above 3,000. We seem to be holding that on the S&P, and I'm actually quite bullish for a while.
In fact, earnings have been much better, I thought, when we saw the financials out last week than we had anticipated. So we'll come back to that point. Mark, stay right there. We just have to pop out and see what's happening out on the roads with Pusiletso.
This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 102.7 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Welcome back to Offshore Investment Feature with Mark Wertman, CEO of Unum Capital. Mark, we left it at U.S. earnings season, which has got off to a fairly decent start. What are the sectors that you're going to be keeping a beady on?
So before we get dive into the sectors, I mean, just generally, a lot of research at the moment coming out about quarter three earnings. So there's a couple of forecasts in terms of industry analysts. So they're predicting 13% increase in the S&P for the next 12 months, and I think that's probably right, which will put us for Christmas at around about 3050 to 3150. So that's still some upside, but we need these earnings to come through. So this week there's 130 stocks that are reporting, which is 10% of the S&P. So far we've only had 4% of stocks reporting last week. Now we're getting another sort of 10% reporting this week, so a big chunk of stocks. And the notable ones to watch, I mean, there's industrials like Caterpillar. We played that the last time earnings came out. The other ones to watch from a tech point of view, Amazon, Twitter, food, consumer, we've had McDonald's reporting today. So there's a whole lot of names that we could go through. And so far the general gist seems to be guys are blaming strong dollar for their weak earnings and weather. Trade tariffs only rate 7th as an indicator of why their earnings are slightly subdued in quarter three. So as I say, quite a few to watch. McDonald's came out today. Unfortunately, they missed. They're down 3%. Procter & Gamble came out earlier. They beat. They're up 3.8%. So I think that is going to be an indicative of what's going to happen over this earnings season. You hit your number, you get rewarded. You miss your number, you're going to be 3 or 4% off very quickly.
That 13%, though, analysts are typically a fairly optimistic bunch, aren't they? They do tend to overestimate these things. What do you think might be the fly in the ointment here?
So I think there's this expectation that some of the sectors that have been, for example, energy, there's this expectation of 23% growth in the next year. So and healthcare to grow at 17% growth for the next 12 months. So if we don't hit those, then clearly the whole index underperforms. And typically they've got this wrong by about 2.8 to 3%. Every year they've got it wrong, but I'll still take that. If you minus 3% from 13% growth for the next 12 months in the US markets, I'd still take 10% in dollar terms. I think most of us would.
Yeah, absolutely. Considering what we've seen in our market, where we're just around 5% year to date, really seen a lot of the air come out of our market, which is unfortunate. If you look at your bag of trade tricks at the moment, anything new or interesting in there?
So we 2 weeks ago we mentioned that IPOs basket. There's a lot of IPOs coming out this week. There's 8 of them. None of them I'd touch at the moment. In fact, interesting research on IPOs at the moment. There's an 11% fall on day number one. And if you recall, about 3 months ago, when we last chatted, there was a 50% growth on average on the first day of trading. So that's turned around massively on these IPOs. So we put out that IPO basket. I still like Uber, Lyft, Pinterest, and Work. I think I would add those still at this moment if you don't have them. One on the watch list that we're looking at the moment, this comes from Lester, my analyst, is he likes Alphabet here. He thinks it looks cheap. I think it's a bit expensive. I'd look below 1200. Small caps in the US, I still think are out of favor, and if you can go buy small caps, I mean, they're on a price earnings of 12 relative to the S&P, which is above 20. So it's small caps are still fairly cheap in the US. It's a sector that has lagged.
What's a nice ETF? And obviously small caps come with all kinds of caveats, liquidity, that kind of thing. So if you go and buy an ETF, it tends to help. What's a nice ETF to get into that space?
So we have two already in the portfolio. We have the Russell 2000, IWM, and we have the Russell 2000 Growth. So we spread our risk across those two, which is IWO. So that gives you exposure to 2000 small cap stocks. So you don't have to worry about liquidity. Someone else is worrying about that for you. Lester prefers the iShares Microcap. So those are the really small ones. So he's looking at the code is IWC. It's currently trading about 89.30, but because we've got the other two already in the portfolio, I'm going to give that one a miss.
And we're not talking pink slips here. We're just talking about micro cap stocks. We're not that kind of boiler room show, are we?
So I think those micro caps are probably bigger than most of the stocks on our market. So apart from that space.
Mark Weidman, the CEO of Unum Capital, with this week's offshore investment feature. Head on down to trade1027.co.za if you want more information on some of those trade ideas and that portfolio that we've built up over the last 6 months or so.